Hello, and welcome to the segment of Open House, where we celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And this is going to be a remarkable segment today because we have the most remarkable woman of 2021. However, I disagree, Chrissy Lucas, that she was remarkable way before 2021 and is going to continue to be because that's just your essence. So Roots for Boots, military share, giving back to the community, General Chrissy Lucas, welcome to the show. I can't tell you how much we enjoy having you on this show.
Thanks so much for having me. I always like coming to visit with you all. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it's nice. First of all, let's let people know what Roots for Boots is.
Sure. Well, Roots for Boots is a grassroots nonprofit. And what we try to do is meet whatever need or challenge a veteran, active duty, or military family would have. And we invite the community in to help us by using their gifts, skills, and talents.
Great. So, first of all, let's talk about your newsletter.
Okay.
How can your newsletter is a way for people to get an understanding and stay
connected. Yes.
And up to date with what's going on. So how do they get your newsletter?
If they just go to the website, it's just www.rootsforboots.com, all spelled out. Click under our news and events and go down to the very bottom. And you can sign up. It's just a name and an email address. Super simple. And we have our events listed there. We have opportunities to volunteer. And you can just keep up with where your donation dollars are going as well. Because we're very transparent about that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And people volunteer for a lot of different reasons. It's a way of giving back to the community. It's a way of giving back and serving the country. So how do they get a hold of you saying, hey, I have talents I'd like to share?
Same way. Just go to the website and there's contact there. Just click on that. They can get me that way. Our phone number, our email address is all there.
Roots for Boots started on
May 2nd, 2016.
16.
My, how time flies.
Yes. Well, and you started with how many people?
Oh, gosh. I think it was probably maybe five people.
And now you're up to?
Myself. Well, just for the military share alone, we need 30, at least 30 for that. So that doesn't include the events and everything else that we do.
Okay. So really, military share is kind of separate from, it's a segment under Roots for Boots.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we explain what Military Share is?
Okay, so Military Share is a partnership with Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. So on the second Tuesday of every month, their truck brings down roughly a month's worth of food. But what we found is that we never know what we're getting from them. So we wanted to be able to supplement what our veterans weren't getting. And I use the example, one time they brought down bok choy. And I had no idea what bok choy was. And I just knew it was going to get wasted. So we set up our own non-perishable food side where they get things like canned corn, canned green beans, pasta, things like that, breakfast things. So I always say Military Share is more than a food bank because we offer not only what the food bank brings, what we're able to offer, we also have a veteran service officer there for them. So if there's any VA issues whatsoever, he is there to sit there and work with them. We also have lunch for everybody, for our veterans and our volunteers. And a lot of times businesses will sponsor those lunches for us. We started, I think when I left off with you, it was probably 80 or 90 veterans were coming to Military Share. Now we have close to 130. So it's growing in leaps and bounds. We actually outgrew the Hanover VFW, and we're now at the markets of Hanover.
And what days are they?
Second Tuesday of every month.
So the second Tuesday of every month, at the Hanover Markets, if you're a veteran or you would like to participate in serving your country by serving our veterans, you could participate in the Military Share. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just a food bank.
Yes,
it's a family. Mm-hmm. And I know that because I've heard from some of the veterans that you service about Military Share. Tom Landis, who works with us, more or less volunteers, I should say, spent some time with you.
Yes, he did.
And General Lucas, we had a chance to talk to some of your volunteer soldiers.
Okay.
And I'd like to share that with you.
Okay.
So this is going to be fun.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. So Joni Robertson.
Yes.
Joni says she was with you since day one.
She was.
So.
Yes, she was.
Let's see. Let's hear from Joni.
Hi, I'm Joni Robertson. I've helped Christy ever since she started. And I'm very passionate about our military and our veterans. I think we should all appreciate them just a little bit more. And this is my way, since I didn't serve, to serve my country.
There's Joni.
She's so sweet. I love her. Yes, well, Joni's husband is a Navy veteran as well, and he was with us from the beginning as well, still is. And Joni brings up a good point, because when we ask people to use their gifts, talents, and skills to help us, we say that's your way of serving your country. So I never served, but doing what I do now is my way of serving my country.
Okay. And next is Tess Sterner. Okay.
My name is Tess Sterner. It's my way of giving back. You know, the Roots for Boost philosophy is being able to use your gifts, talents, and resources to be able to give back. And I am a full-fledged civilian. So it gives me the opportunity to give back to our veterans who have served, who have sacrificed, who protect our nation in ways that I'm able to, that I'm best able to.
Yeah. And Tess is amazing. Because when Tess came to us, we were probably maybe a year in. So she came early on as well. And the way I can describe Tess is she was a little bit broken. She was looking for something. She was looking for something to just breathe life into her, I guess. And she just kept coming back and kept coming back and kept coming back. And then we discovered how many skills she really had. She helps us on builds. I mean, she can handle a hammer and a drill like nobody. And she also has this amazing gift for baking. And what she didn't say there is every military share, she bakes, and it's not just a little cupcake or a little cookie. It's like a pie, a pastry, a cake for every single veteran that attends that. So she, I think the last one, she baked over 100. I forgot what she did last month, but it's either pies, and if it's cookies, it's like a dozen cookies. So she in her little kitchen, she bakes for 100. Over 100 veterans.
Mm-hmm. And she loves the look in the veterans' eyes, mm-hmm. and the smiles on her face. There's nothing like food.
No. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. But Tess, if you would have seen Tess before and Tess now, she is just an amazing person. We nickname her Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Because she's always in her she shed, either building things, creating things, or she's in her house baking, just trying to make our veterans' lives a little bit better.
And she reinforced your philosophy.
Yes.
And again, that's to use your talents.
Just talents and skills, yep, and resources.
So,
yep.
You know, every individual has talents. And if you don't know that you have talents,
you have
Chrissy
something.
Will bring it.
Let me tell you something. When we did a landscaping project for Operation Phoenix, where we built the deck for Michael Conrad, we needed people to lift rocks because we had these landscaping rocks and I didn't realize how big they were. So I called my friends at CrossFit and about 5 of them showed up. Can you lift a rock? If you can lift a rock, you can help us.
Yeah. CrossFit.
Yeah.
And you will find what your talents are. I'm sure, mm-hmm. Chrissy, you and your military group here, mm-hmm. can help a person discover who they are,
oh, yes.
and be more than what you are. So you have something to give. You have talents. You have resources. Don't say that you have nothing to give for this organization and for the people that have served you. Is it Rick Sass?
Sass. Yep. Okay. Rick Sass.
My name is Rick Sass. And I'm Gilbert Bamberger. Christy, from a divine intervention, somehow decided this is something that God told her to do, and I appreciate being a part of it.
This means quite a bit to me, being a veteran. It's an honor to serve the nature of the veterans that we see. It's not only helpful to the veterans, but it's also a social event. We've got accustomed to these people that come to our event, and we've become a real good family.
Wow. to hear that from those guys, is it really touches my heart, especially Gib, because Gib's been through a lot. And I always say with our veterans, especially those that we assist, it's in the eyes. You can see it in the eyes. And what he's a Marine. And what he did in the service was just amazing. And not too many people would sign up for what he had to do. And Rick's a Navy veteran. Another thing that happens at our military share is veterans are able to share lunch together and fellowship. And those two, especially Rick, because he's got a great personality and he's funny. He hugs his fellow veterans. And when you come in, you see them sitting down having lunch together with each other. There's just, I mean, to me, that's just priceless. You can't put a price tag on that.
No. So, you know, Thanksgiving is a great meal. And it's nice getting together with your family and yep. such. But you have Thanksgiving once a month.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
the second?
Second Tuesday of every
okay.
month.
And it's at what time?
Pickup's 1 to 3. Okay. So the volunteers come a little bit earlier, but the pickup is 1 to 3.
So they can pick up their food, and they could stay there and
have lunch.
And, you know, here you have two veterans who are serving veterans. Mm-hmm. And
so they continue to serve their country.
So they continue yes. to, yep. But what they like is many things, but it's a family. It's a mm-hmm. fellowship. Mm-hmm. You have a family. Tyler Barnhart?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, Tyler Barnhart's next.
My name is Tyler Barnhart.
And I am his father, Gary Barnhart.
So what I love about the military share is I was also a veteran, and I know what it's like to come down on some hard times. And when I linked up with Christy Lucas to see all the smiles she was giving all these veterans, knowing that they had something to fall back on to help them get through the months, that just inspired me to want to become a member and help out.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm retired now, and I enjoy this one day a month, getting out to volunteer and seeing all the older veterans come through and the way they take the food. You know, it's just a big help.
Wow. Yeah, Tyler's one of our track chair veterans. And we also got him a new bed to help with his back problems. He broke his back while he was in the military. So we were able to give him that mobility back and a little bit of relief, because he has problems sleeping. And he actually brought his dad into Roots for Boots. And the two of them, I know Tyler was kind of a lost soul. And he's also the one that makes beautiful wooden flags. He has such a gift and talent for making these wooden flags. And he makes them custom. And he donates those to us to auction off or to give as gifts.
Tyler and his father, they love coming also and giving back.
Veterans, both veterans.
Veterans serving veterans. Mm-hmm. And that's a theme. It's a family.
Yes.
It's a family.
Yes.
Next is Beth and Wes Thompson?
Thomason.
Yes.
I think what Christy has done, the vision that she's had, being a nonprofit, because every penny that goes into the program goes back to the veterans. Nobody puts anything in pocket, and it all goes to the veterans. And with that vision, I think it's important, because that's giving back 100%.
Yes, Wes is our team chaplain. And we always say that God is the CEO of Roots for Boots. I'm just the chief enthusiasm officer, and all glory goes to him for everything that we do. And they're both husband and wife, and they're also Navy veterans. Yeah.
And that's part of, well, many beauties of what you do. Mm-hmm. I know that you value your relationship with the Lord our Savior. Mm-hmm. And I think the people that are surrounded you have been brought to you. And you are, that's what's amazing, is when I looked at your website, you have yourself down as the chief enthusiastic officer.
Yeah.
And you truly are. You're a spark. Mm-hmm. And this community is much better because of you, Christy. Thank you so much.
I get more than I give, trust me. The amazing people that I've been able to connect with and what we've been able to do for the community together is amazing.
Yes, and Roots for Boots is more than just military share.
Oh, yes, yes.
Military share is your monthly Thanksgiving dinner.
That's consistent. We do that every month.
But you've done many other things.
Yes. Yes.
Such as the track chairs for...
My favorite things to present. They really are. They are life-changing, those track chairs.
I just want one. Just ride in, you know. And I'm sure that you could put some robotics on there so that you could pick up heavy logs and stuff like that.
Well, maybe that's coming. I know you can drag stuff with them. Uh-huh. You can carry your fishing equipment. You can. There's a swivel arm on there for your firearm. Some mm-hmm. of them have snowplows on them. Some of them will stand the veteran straight up and then into a sitting position.
So what a track chair is what you've been explaining. It gives mobility. Mm-hmm.
And independence outdoors.
And independence outdoors. For example, some people use it for hunting. Some people use it for fishing. Mm-hmm. And it's the veterans who have some type of limitation.
Yes.
Use mobility. That. And how many of those have you given out at this
we
moment?
Just presented our 10th one, and we have two more on deck, and they're very expensive. They're considered a luxury by the VA, so they won't provide them. Mm-hmm. So they start around $18,000 now and go up. So mm-hmm. this community has purchased 10 of those so far and two more to go.
And you're going to let us know when you're going to give the next one so we could be there and
yes.
see look in their eyes.
Absolutely.
And do they know they're getting it?
The one coming up, no.
Good.
I mean, they know that it's coming because they're accustomed to them, so if they're right-handed, left-handed, if they have disabilities, like okay. if they need the joystick or hand controls or whatever. So that's all custom to the veteran. So they know that because everything and their height and their weight and all that, but they don't know when.
Okay. So Dan DeVinny's next.
Okay.
My name is Dan DeVinny. When I first heard about this program, I was intrigued, and when I learned what they were doing for military families in this area, I thought it was extremely important and wanted to get involved. And now that I'm involved, I'm just amazed at what they do each month and what they do for the veterans that struggle with mobility. It's just amazing.
So military share has grown, as you said.
Yes.
And because of you becoming and being recognized as one of the most remarkable women of 2021, that helped to bring, but that's not it.
What?
you are also on CBS Evening News.
The monthly food drive at the Hanover, Pennsylvania VFW originally served 8 needy veterans. Now it's almost 90, and it takes a team of volunteers to pull it off, many of them vets themselves.
Hey guys.
It's all because of Christy Lucas, who after 17 years in education felt a calling to devote herself to veterans, so she created a charity, Roots for Boots. The goal is to give veterans whatever help they need, and she does it full-time for no pay.
And you were also on Fox and Friends.
Yes.
And you were also on community media.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And Dynamite comes in little packages, so I love our community media.
And all this, plus your heart and the energy behind you and all of your soldiers, have brought recognition and funding.
Nationally, yeah.
And has allowed you to grow. Can you talk about how you've grown?
Yes. Well, last year was amazing. It was around this time last year that I found out 6 people had nominated me for ABC 27's Most Remarkable Woman. And it was a total surprise to me, a total shock. And then I ended up winning locally and regionally. And from that coverage, I guess things just go out to the media companies. I don't know how all that works. It was CBS Evening News first, and then the next week it was Fox and Friends. We were on there. I was on there with Pete Hegseth, and both of those clips are on our website. And it took me over 2 weeks to clean out my email. My phone exploded. And what was nice about that is we got people from outside of our area to be able to use their gifts, talents, and resources to help us. We had a group in New York donate 100 pairs of socks. We had a company in Lancaster donate a whole skid of dry milk to our military share. There's a nonprofit down in Virginia that made handmade quilts. So each of our veterans from our military share got a quilt. It was close to 90 quilts they delivered to us. So it just it spread our mission in a good way, even though it was it was a lot to handle. You know, I didn't expect all that. Mm-hmm. But it really put us on the map, and it inspired others to start something like Roots for Boots in their area.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a lot of that. How do I start one? We don't have chapters. We're one of a kind here. But, you know, I told people, you know, how to go about the process of starting.
And that's not of interest to you to these little satellites all over the place. Because they could do it themselves.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
And have their own little flavor about it.
Right. And we do say we're predominantly York Adams, but we are expanding now because we're able to now.
Okay.
So predominantly York Adams, but we do cover other areas. And we are, one of the things that I think Dan brought up, we are 100% volunteer.
Yes.
Yes, and funded completely by the community. We don't take any government assistance.
Okay.
It's just the community doing this.
And everything goes back in?
Yep.
Everything. Yep. Okay. And it helps the local people. It doesn't go out. Mm-hmm. So we have Kathy and Jeremy. Is it Kathy and Jeremy Jacoby?
Katie
and Jeremy Jacoby.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Katie Jacoby.
And my name is Jeremy Jacoby.
Roots for Boots has made his life and our life much easier. They provided Jeremy with a all-terrain action track chair, which it's amazing to see him get out and do the things he wasn't able to do before. And Military Share is just one of the things that we volunteer for, and I think it makes a lot of veterans' lives easier monthly to get a share of groceries that they might necessarily not be able to afford or be able to go out and get themselves.
You just get to share stories and you meet people, and it just overall is a great experience, and it really allows you to continue to serve your country, even though my time is done and gone and others here are as well. It still allows them a chance to reach out and help as much as they like to.
Oh, those two. That story gets me every time with Jeremy. Because he was so young and he is so young. But when we got his track chair, gosh, I think it's been 3 years maybe that we've done that. He came to me because he wanted to be able to interact with his young son outside and couldn't. And he actually broke down at the table. We were in Panera. Sorry.
No reason to be sorry. I love the heart.
Well, he's so young, and he has so much life ahead of him, and his wife's just amazing, you know, what she's had to endure. And I always say it's not just the veteran that serves, you know, it's the family. And for her, you know, to have to take on what she has to take on because of his injuries, he was exposed to chemicals during his deployment, and he's losing mobility from the waist down.
So he was in one of those burn pits.
He was exposed to that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chemicals. And, you know, it's just been amazing. And one of the things that I learned from his story and several others that we helped is that never give up. I mean, he just continues to persevere. And we try to help to make his life as independent as possible. We also got him a wheelchair that works better for him, an electric wheelchair. And we were able to build a ramp for him so he can get his track chair up the hill and into the top of his garage. So it's not a one and done with us, and we check in with them to make sure they're doing okay, if they, you know, they need anything else. And then a lot of times, and you've seen from this, we help them and they come back and volunteer for us.
Mm-hmm. So is this the individual where you added decks onto the house?
No, that was someone else.
That was someone else.
Yeah, that was my Conrad.
Okay.
Yes, but same situation. He was exposed to chemicals and he has non-curable cancer.
We have Chris and Robbie Eckhart.
Krista and Rob Apgar.
Apgar.
Yeah.
Krista Apgar.
Rob Apgar.
I've been doing this for 3 years now. When we first started, there were probably 30 families. I met Christy in a class, and her passion inspired me to help. I come from a family of veterans, and it's the least we can do. It's a thank you. We don't use this as a need-based. It's purely just appreciation for everything they've done.
Like Krista said, it's the least we can do.
Krista's a nurse, and she brings a whole different skill set to. She comes to our Military Shares for now. We're trying to get her to volunteer more at other things, with their medical background. So if anything would happen at any of our Military Shares, we have her there. And she's been, her and her husband both have just been priceless when it comes to military share, really big hearts.
Big hearts. And the people who work with you, a little of you becomes a lot in them. And your spark, your energy is contagious. And we could see that in your soldiers. And these are just a few of the people that work with you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we have another segment.
Okay.
Okay. And this segment, I don't know what the theme would be. But, you know, let's see what we take from it.
Okay.
It means a lot to me to volunteer for the military share, because the veterans that have given so much, so many sacrifices throughout their life, I owe them a debt of gratitude, and this is one way that I can help.
So this is a great opportunity for us to help.
Yeah, every month, you know, it grows, and it's just, it's amazing.
I see in the veterans' faces the appreciation to be acknowledged for what they have done, as they should be.
We're more of a family here. We've come to know each other, and it's a privilege and an honor to be able to give back when, like I said, I took for so many years.
And we wanted to make sure that we gave something back. It's something we truly believe in. There are a lot of veterans out there that need a lot of help, and we definitely wanted to be part of that.
And I like to see when we deliver a track chair, their faces and what it means to them to be able to get some of their freedom back.
It does something to your heart, you know. It fills the heart. I get so much more out of it than I put into it. It's just amazing.
Same themes, same things.
They're amazing.
Giving back.
They're remarkable, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about people, and it's
and
about
purpose and passion. That's three P's.
Yeah. Yes. It's respect.
Yes, for our military. And when you played that back, I didn't realize how many. I mean, I knew we have a lot of veterans volunteering for us, but the importance of them being able to give back to their brothers and sisters.
And you know, that's their nature. That's mm-hmm. why they served.
Yep.
You know, and you can't take that away from them. Yep. You know, we're lucky. Mark Worley, one of our
yes,
well, our cornerstone.
Yes.
You know, he's a vet from Marines. Mm-hmm. But those people are, you know, you can't take their commitment to other humans, other people, mm-hmm. the community away from them. Yeah. So we have one more segment.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at that.
Christy helps with so many of the little things and the really, really big things for our veterans and military families. And I think that's special.
Christy Lucas also, she's done a lot for me. She got me the track chair, and she got me a nice purple mattress bed with a power base. And to have someone just out of the kindness of their heart give me something so I can help me out around the house and help me get comfortable, that I never had anything like that before. So I almost feel like I'm internally in debt to Christy Lucas, even though that's not the case. The way she inspires everybody, it's almost contagious. It's like you have to be here. And it's almost like group therapy in a sense.
Well, I can die a happy woman. That's all I have to say. That really is amazing. And you know, they say that I do it. I don't do it. I'm just steering the ship. You know, I'm just God's little shepherd down here, just doing my part in making the world a better place. But it's the community coming together. I couldn't do it without the community. I couldn't. Where would those volunteers come from? Where would the funding come from? Where would the non-perishable food items come from that we need each month?
So you steer the ship.
I steer the ship, yes.
You built the ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, with a lot of hands.
With a lot of hands.
A lot of helping hands.
And there's a lot of people that are grateful for what you do. And you could do more if there was more resources. Mm-hmm. But the way to get a hold of you again, if
just go to the website, just www.rootsforboots.com, and all our information is on there.
And this was sort of a long segment for us, but it was very important. And
I could do these all day. It's good stuff. We need to see some good stuff in our world today. Yes.
You know, yes. And that's something that amazed me. When Tyler was speaking,
yes,
and he made it seem as if being nice isn't common.
I know.
You know, you go through your day, and you know, you could give and be the one who is the difference. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be the exception.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
so we're trying to change that one veteran at a time.
Yeah. And you're working with those people who, you know, naturally gave.
Yes.
And still give.
And paid a price.
And paid a price. Mm-hmm. And now you have opened an opportunity for people to serve and do the same.
Yep.
Who have not been part of the military or who have been part of the military and want to continue. Right. So that's Roots for Boots. They do more than military share. Please get on their website. Please support this amazing, remarkable organization.
Blessed. Just very blessed.
Very blessed. And thanks for watching this segment of Open House. And thanks for supporting Roots for Boots, their military share, their track chairs, the amazing other things that they do. Thanks for supporting community media. And until we get to see each other again, thanks for being you. Stay healthy.